tonight, we'll cover Hanukkah. I talk about something which is Minyan Diyoma, Minyan Hanukkah, but not so much necessarily in terms of Halacha, which is our usual practice here in this year. Although we'll talk a little bit, we'll have some relevance to Halacha of Hanukkah, but more on something, a different aspect of Hanukkah, or that relates to Hanukkah, which emerges from a Pasuk, not Yehuda in the Torah reading this week, but in the Haftarah. Haftarah of the second Shabbos Hanukkah. This week, you know, Hanukkah is obviously 8 days long, so there's always at least one Shabbos in Hanukkah. Usually there's only one Shabbos in Hanukkah, and when there is, so the Haftarah that's read on Shabbos Hanukkah is what we read last Shabbos, the Haftarah Rani V'Simchi from Treyosar, the so-called Neros de Zechariah, the vision of Zechariah Hanavi, Lost in Love over the menorah of the future, and so on. It's called Neros de Zechariah. So that's the Haftarah of Shabbos Hanukkah. When there are two Shabbos Hanukkahs, like this year, so that's the Haftarah of the first Shabbos Hanukkah, and the second Shabbos Hanukkah comes from Melachim Aleph Perek Zayin. Melachim Aleph Perek Zayin. So that's the starting point for this year, for this topic. Most of what I say in terms of the Makaros is based on an essay that I read in a sefer called Nachlas Shimon. Nachlas Shimon is written by Rabbi Shimon Krasner, I think is the name, from Baltimore. It's on Inyanim of Halacha Inyanim based on Navi and Navim Rishonim. Maybe he has more on Navim Rishonim, I don't know, but I have on Navim Rishonim. So that's where this Sashir is based on that. But again, the starting point is the Haftorah for this Shabbos, Melachim Aleph Perek Zayin. It's also the Haftorah of Parshas Vayakel, which means it's not really read that often. It's not read that often because in terms of Shabbos Hanukkah, there aren't usually two Shabbos Hanukkahs. And number two, Parshas Vayakel, so in a non-leap year, Vayakel is doubled up with Pekudei, so we read Haftorah Pekudei. And even when it's separate, but it's sometimes one of the Dalad Parshas Shkolim, that Shabbos. I don't think, I didn't do a check, but it's, one can check it out. I don't think it's that frequently read a Haftarah. But anyway, it says in the Haftarah for this Shabbos, Melachim Aleph Perek Zayin, it's the first source, Pasuk Memches. It talks about Shlomo HaMelech setting up the Beis HaMikdash. So the connection to Hanukkah is fairly clear. It talks about setting up the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says, Perek Zayin and Melachim Aleph Perek Pasuk Memches, Vayah Shlomo, Eis Kol HaKelem Asher Beis Hashem, that's Shlomo HaMelech fashioned and made all of the kelim for the Beis Hashem, for the Beis HaMikdash, the golden Mizbeach and the Shulchan, which had the Lechem HaPanim on it, all made out of gold. Okay, so far so good. Now, Pasuk Memtes. That's HaMenoros, Chameish Miyamin V'Chameish Mismol Lifnei Hadvir Zahav Sagur V'Perach V'Ner Zomakachayim Zahav. And the menorahs, five on the right side, five on the left side, in front of the devir, the inner part of the, you know, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadosh, in front of that. Zahav Sagur, you know, purely out of gold. The perach, the flowers, and the various other pertinences of the menorah were made out of gold. So we read that pasuk, and we look at the pasuk, and we should do a bit of a double take. It says that HaMenorahs chamesh miyamin, the chamesh mismol. But the menorahs, in the plural, five to the right and five to the left. How many menorahs were there in the Beis HaMikdash? Sounds to this pasuk, there were 10 menorahs. So you ever heard that? Huh? Well, okay, we usually think of one menorah. No, I mean, usually think of...
Double take is only two menorahs.
Oh, I too said 10 takes, right. Okay, so that's the pasuk. This is not something that, some drusha someplace. An open pasuk in Navi that says when they built the Beis HaMikdash, there were 10 menorahs. A menorah is chamesh miyamin, chamesh mismol. So actually, there were 10 menorahs, surprise, in the Beis HaMikdash. Actually, in Divrei HaYomim, it was a mistake, I think, could be what I wrote. So in Divrei... Good. Let's see. That's exactly what comes to it. But there's another pasuk in Divrei HaYomim, Perek Beis, Divrei HaYomim Beis, rather, Perek Dalet. The source is printed here. It's an error, but I'll read to you from the source. It's Divrei HaYomim Beis, Perek Dalet, starting in Pasuk Zion. Starting in Pasuk Zion, it says as follows. Vayas es menorot hazov eser kimishpatam. Repeats it there in Divrei HaYomim Beis. They made the golden menorahs 10 according to their specification. Vayita and Bahechol, and it was put in the Hechol, in the sanctuary. Chamesh miyamin and chamesh mismol. Five to the right and five to the left. Now the next pasuk there in Divrei HaYomim Beis, Perek Dalet, says pasuk ches. Vayas shulchanos asara. Guess what? Also 10 shulchans. And it didn't say in our pasuk here in the Haftarah, but in Divrei HaYomim Beis, 10 shulchan. Vayanach b'heichal, it was put in the heichal, the sanctuary, chamesh min chamesh mismol. also five to left. So now we find out from Divrei HaMei that actually not only were 10 menorahs, there are also 10 shulchanos. Interesting. So the Gemara discusses this. Those are the psukim. The Gemara discusses this in Maseches Menachos, that's the third source on the page, Daf Tzadiches Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Menachos Tzadiches Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Asar Shulchanos also Shalom Melech, Shenemar. Shalom Melech made 10 Shulchanos, as it says, the Pasuk just read, Bayah Shulchanos Asar, Vana Pahecha, Chamishom, Yom, Chamishom, Yismol. Now the Gemara wants to know, right off the bat, both with regards to the Shulchan, and we'll see shortly with regards to the menorah, 5 to the right and 5 to the left of what? You know, it says what it says, right? They made 10 menorahs, 10 shulchans, 5 to the right side, 5 to the left side, left and right side of what? So Moshe says, Zim tomar chamishom yomin ha-pesach le-chamishom yisrael ha-pesach. Are you going to suggest, is that what it means? That 5 to the right of the entry into the Eichol? 5 to the right and 5 to the left of the entry? That can't be. In Kain Matsino shashulchan badarom, because it'll come out that some of the shulchans are in the southern part of the room. The Torah Amra, Shos Parakavah, v'ashulchan titen al-tel atzofon. Right? It says in the Torah that the Shulchan had to be in the northern part of the Heichal. Ella, says the Gemara, Shom Moshe Be'emsa, the original Shulchan made by Moshe from the Mishkan, made in the Torah. Right? That was in the middle. Chamisha Mimino, the Chamisha Mismolo. 5 to the right of it and 5 to the left of it. They were all in the northern section. When it says in the Pasuk, they made 10 Shulchans, 5 to the right and 5 to the left, not 5 to the right and 5 to the left of the entrance, but all of them were on the northern side, 5 to the left of it is the middle. So it actually turns out now that there weren't 10 Shulchan Temenors either. There were 11. Because you had 5 to the right and 5 to the left of the original one of Moshe. So now we're up to 11. Okay? And the Gemara says the same thing, Tana Rabbanan, Esther Menoris, also Shlomo. So also Esther Shemar, interesting, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk of Divrei Yom, not the Pasuk in our Pasuk in Lachem Aleph. But anyway, it says, Vayas HaMenoris HaZov Esther Kamishma, Tehim Vayichon Chamishma and Chamishma, so same question. In Tala Chamishma Yom, Pesach, Chamishma Sala Pesach, can it mean 5 to the right of the door, 5 to the left of the door? No, same problem, the opposite problem. In Cain, Menorah Metzofon, it'll turn out the Menorah is the north. Torah Omer, Vesha Menorah Nocha Chasuchon. Torah says that Menorah is the opposite side of the Shulchan. I mean, it had to be in the southern side. Ella, again, so Moshe Be'emsa, Chamisha Mimenot, Chamisha Mimenot. Same thing. Okay, it would be 5 to the right of that, and 5 to the left of that. Then the Gemara says, Tanichada Mechatzi Ba'ez L'Kzim Ha'im Menochem, the Tanichada Meshrisha Ba'ez L'Kzim Ha'im Menochem. Now the question of measurements, exactly how far in they were, where they start, and so on, whether it's half, whether it's third, then where's a lokash, it's not a sphere, mark a chosh base kosher kashma hechel, maloka chosh base kashma. When you're discussing one third, one half, does it mean of the outer area, the kodesh, or does it mean including the kodesh kashma? Fine. Okay? Now, but that's not our issue, but the last line of the source, Tana Rabbanan Mizrach Umarav Hayumunachin Divrei Rebbe, of Elizabeth Shimon Omer Tzafon Vidarim. In what way were they facing? Were they facing a east-west direction or north-south direction? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
Question on, explain the menorah. It said that they used to fight over who will light the menorah. Who's the one if they're ten of
them? So that we'll have to see. That's a good question. We'll have to see the next tomorrow now. So that's on Daf Tzadiches on Beis. But then it turns out there weren't 10, as you say, there were 11. Because there was the original one that both by the Shulchan and the Menorah. We're focusing tonight on the Menorah. But again, both the Shulchan and the Menorah, there was one in the middle and 5 on each side for a grand total of 11. We go on to the next Amud. Daf Tzadiches Amud Aleph Menachos. Tana Rabbanan. Eser Shulchanos Oso Shlomo.
Can you get the Yochanan Bolas Mishnah? How do you have a big Mishnah?
Kachim Beis. Sorry. All right, I'll read this Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Asar Shulchanos also Shlomo, and here's the key: the Lo Hayom Misadrin El Al Shomosha. This answers your question, at least according to this sheet. They would only set up the Lechem Aponim on one of them. Means the others apparently were there, not like you said, yeah, from back, but they were decorative exactly to give a little more beauty to the place and so on. But they were there for decorative purpose, but they weren't used for the Lechem Aponim. Okay, Shenema, what's his proof? Because the pasuk says elsewhere in Melachim Aleph. Okay, I'm sorry, in our Pasuk in Melachim Aleph, now Haftar, Perek Zayin in Melachim Aleph, Pasuk Memchez, that's HaShulchan in the singular, Asher Olav Lechem Aponim. Right, refer as of, right? The Shulchan made it a goal, the one Shulchan had the Lechem Aponim on it. So according to this sheet, they're based on a Pasuk, again, in our Haftar, only one of the Shulchans actually was used for the putting of the, thanks, for the putting of the, what's it called, of the Lechem Aponim. Same thing continues the Gemara. Eser menorahs asa Shlomo. He made 10 menorahs, but v'lo ha'madlikin ela b'shal Moshe. They only light one of them. Same thing. Shenemar, a different pasuk, Divrei Hayamim. There it says, menorah sazov and erosel of arba'er. Fine, arrive from a different Gemara. Thank you. So, l'maisa, according to this opinion in the Gemara, Tanakama we'll call it, they had all these other menorahs, all these other shulchans. They weren't used for either lighting or for lechem aponim. Only the original one made by Moshe was actually used. So, I mean, the others there for decorative purposes. The Meshech Chochma has an interesting piece in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, where he has a whole calculation of why. Because he figures out the surface area of the Mishkan as compared to the surface area of the Beis HaMikdash. And it comes out it was 12 times the size, so he had 12 times as many menorahs. But it wasn't 12, only 11 times as many, because he went around even number on each side. But basically, he has a whole cheshbon to work out why it was built up. But
you'd have all this empty space.
Right, exactly. In the Mishkan, I think that's what he's saying. In the Mishkan, it was a small area, so you had the menorah here and the shulchan here and finished. And now you had this big corridor and this big open area, so for decorative purposes, they put in more. However, the Gemara continues, the Elazar ben Shemua Omer, Al Kulam Hayu Misajin. The Elazar ben Shemua says nothing doing. They used all of them. Okay? Shenamai quotes another Pasuk in the Vayyamin. Okay, again, with the Pasuk we had before. Es HaShulchanos V'alehem Lechem HaPonim. And V'chulan Hayu Madlikin. They would light all the menorahs too. Shenamar, again, the Devarim says, HaMenoros V'Neiros Sehem Livaram Kamishpat. The menorahs, the menorahs and their, candles and so on, their lamps, in order to light. So we have Machlokes time. Tanakama says they only use one of the menorahs, okay? And only one of the shulchans, even though I had 11, okay? And the Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua said, no, they used them all, okay? Now, we're going to come back to the point. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Lo Misajin Osho Moshe. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda agrees with the first position. No, they only used Moshe's. The others were there just for decorative reasons.
Moshe look different from the rest?
It's not clear. We may come to that point yet. It's not clear. It appears that they look the same.
Okay. You know, when we get
Mishkan,
Beit HaMikdash.
Yeah, which one was that?
You know, how you know
it? Okay. I don't know. But now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda defends the first opinion. What do you do with the other Pasuk? Amani Mekayim Es HaShulchanos Asher Lechem HaPonim Zavim. And the Pasuk says Shulchanos in the plural. And it says Lechem HaPonim was on the Shulchanos. Sounds like there was Lechem HaPonim on more than one table. So we've counted now there were 11 tables. Gemara says, no, 11 menorahs too. Okay, read over. Okay, there are 11, but they weren't all used. He says they were all used. He said they weren't all used. When it says menorahs in the plural, there were two proper, set-up tables. They had one lechem upon him, one table where the actual lechem upon him was. But at the end of each week, when they brought the new lechem upon him, they were coming in, so they put the new lechem, they had to take the old one off, so they put the new lechem on him down on a table made out of silver. Then they took the old one off, and they put it down, they couldn't put it down on a silver table, because once it's been on gold, you don't put it on silver, that's Malam Bekodeshi Marina. Then another empty gold one, they put it down there, and they moved the new one from there into the old one. That was the order. That's why it says Shulchanos. Be that as it may, though, we have a machlok, there's Tanaim. Okay, again, we all agreed, you can't disagree, it's Tzukim. Okay, open Pasuk in this week's Haftarah that there were 10 menorahs, and the Gemara explains it was 10 on either side of Moshe for a grand total of 11. Same thing with Shulchanos. All these menorahs and Shulchanos in the Beis HaMikdash. The only Machlokas is, were they all used? So Tanakama says, no, they only used Moshe. They only put the Lechem upon Moshe. They only lit Moshe's menorah. The rest of them for decorative reasons. Well, then Shemua says, no, they use all of them. Says Rashi, Al Kulan Hayu Misajin, Rashi says, don't think it means they use them all at the same time. Even Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua is not saying they lit them all at the same time, or they used all the lechem upon all the tables lechem upon at the same time. Rather, says Rashi, pe'amim bezeh, pe'amim bezeh. When it says the machlokas, says Rashi, is the following, not what we thought. Machlokas, says Rashi, is according to Tanakhama, they always used only Moshe's menorah for the lighting, and the others there for decorative purposes. They always used Moshe's shulchan for lechem upon, and the others there for decorative reasons. And Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua said they used all of them, not once. One week they'll use this menorah, different week they'll use that menorah. They were all eligible for use. And that would indicate they did all look the same. Okay, so your question stays. But be that as it may, according to Elazar ben Shemua, it's not that they lit all 11 at the same time. No, they lit only one, but it was Lav Dafka Moshe. One time they used this one, there was another one, they rotated around, and they had a system. I don't know, it doesn't say, Rashi doesn't say what the system was, but they were all eligible for use. Same thing with the Shulchan. So that's according to Rashi, that's the Machokas. Rashi doesn't have a halamina that they lit all these menorahs at the same time. However, the fact is that there are those who disagree. The Karen Ora, again, it's the next Maimar Kosa, I'll read from the Karen Ora, it's not the one that's on the sheet. Why is Rashi back there for saying that? Why does Rashi say that? So the Karen Ora on that on the Gemara Menachos says, "Pirush Rashi zal pam zeh pam zeh midvarav zal nira de l'sada al kulan ka'achas vada arso v'chal bal tosifu." Because the power of bal tosif, the Torah speaks about lighting a menorah. It tells about people putting lechem upon him. We never heard from the Torah. We're not familiar with these psukim and navi too well. As I said, even after not that many times we had a second Shabbos Chanukah to read this after. And even though it's after Torah Parash Vayakel, that's pretty rare too. So we are not familiar with these psukim so much. We know from the Torah, we always picture one menorah, one shulchan. That's what it looks like. All of a sudden you light 11 menorahs at once and put lechem upon 11 tables. Says the Karar, it's next to bal tosif. That's what Rashi said. It cannot mean that they use them all. It's not a halakha that they use them all. Okay? He says it means they rotated, so to speak. So therefore, the Lechon Hora Echon Amar Achon, V'chein Menorah, Achas, V'hochi Maslish Yerushalmi, and so he refers to Yerushalmi and so on. So, his opinion, now the question is, I mean, one could ask, okay, but you know, the problem is, and this is what the others ask, okay, so the Karen Hora says that we're back Rashi into that, I don't want to say back in the corner, that's what Rashi says, pshat, I mean, it's not a corner, Rashi, you could, I mean, it's not a, Krum of Pshat, it says when a Rav Ben Shmuel has the Lashon, Al Kulam Hayu Misadrin, or Al Kulam Hayu Madlikin, doesn't necessarily mean all at once. It's a perfectly plausible explanation. But, as we'll see in a second, not everybody agrees with this. In the back of the Yachon Boaz Mishnayas, in Seder Kodshim, at the after Milos, after everything, so we have, did we have it here all together? From the Tiferes Yisrael. Let's see if it's in this line. I should have checked before. Yeah. We have Simonei Tzuras Beit HaMikdosh. Okay? It has, you know, a famous diagram over here with notes and so on. Anyway, so it's the Tiferes Yisrael, right? Who's Yochanan Boaz, the big Mishnah. Tiferes Yisrael, in Os Ayin, writes, he talks about the Machlokas we mentioned before in terms of the directions. Okay, whether it was the east-west direction, north-south, how are all these menorahs positioned? So I showed you before that was my focus. So the Tiferes Yisrael has a piece here, and he wonders, first of all, you want to talk about the problem of bal tosif. So wasn't it a problem of bal tosif just to make the extra ones? And as you were telling me, the Karen Ora says, Rashi doesn't want to learn that they lit them all because of bal tosif. You look at the Torah, it also seems to say only make one shulchan. It also seems to say only make one menorah. So, you know, that's part of what he's dealing with. So he has a, in fact, he points out there are other things based on other psukim that Shlomo Melech did also. He made certain things, a face, you know, facial appearances and so on, certain things are carved differently, and again, based on psukim. So the Yochanan Boaz, the first all writes as follows. In Tomar, so how come Ika b'shulchanos kafayik about Tosif? Just making extra shulchan should be about Tosif. The Torah Amar l'hamid ha'echa rak shulchan echad. Who amid yud aleph? He said, Yesh lomar, one answer he gives, it's kevon derak pam achas osakein. Ha'esh koch bi'ad novi lakor mitzal ushaw. You know, the Novi's not supposed to change the Torah, but for a temporary thing you do it, like I mentioned, of course, like Elio and Harakano. Even though the Beis HaMikdash was standing there, but he still offered a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, ordinarily Shkut Echut, but it was a Horah Shah. So we know Navi can do Horah Shah. Okay, Horah Shah. So he says this is also perhaps a Horah Shah, and other things that Shlomo Melech did also Horah Shah was only temporary. But he said he doesn't like that too much, because all those other Horah Shahs didn't last, but this apparently lasted. It wasn't as if he did it one day. It doesn't sound like he just had those 11 menorahs there one day, and that was it, especially if you say that he used them on a rotational basis. So he's not so comfortable with that answer. Okay, so he says, no, they're different terutzim. Perhaps it's not really bal tosif because the whole Tiferes Yisrael, but it was for decorations, and it was not they would have in mind that it's only for this purpose, not for that purpose. Okay, so he says, Rashi's kavona is mistama lo iskavnu lahosif ala mitzvah rak likshot ba'alma. They weren't trying to add on to the mitzvah, just to add decorations. Okay, how exactly that helps? Okay, but that's the Tiferes Yisrael. You can read it. He said it's not a problem about those. The bottom line, yeah.
The mitzvah of the shulchan and the menorah, the mitzvah is in the lighting of the menorah. The mitzvah is
right,
the not
me.
The brown shul.
Right.
Its mere existence isn't a mitzvah. So by making more and having more there,
okay,
so
maybe it doesn't
why does Baal Tosef even start?
Yeah.
You know, if I have extra meaning other than my dalbin, but I don't pick those up.
Right,
I don't pick up the dalbin.
It's just lying.
You're saying, lying okay. there. Don't do anything.
Okay, you're saying according to that shita.
No, but even if you say that they use them all, if we're saying like Rashi that
right, they never use them all at the same time,
right?
Okay. It wouldn't be a problem.
No one was ever adding to the mitzvah because the mitzvah is the lighting. The mitzvah is the place of rest. No one's ever doing more than one.
Right in here.
Mitzvah building the mikdash.
It's counts as a separate mitzvah, right? Well, that's a different thing. Yeah, yeah. That's machol the Rambam on separate mitzvahs here. Okay, now.
But the point makes sense because that was only once.
Yeah, I hear your point. Okay.
Only
built once. The Hatzan needs to be full written. It should be a shah.
The first Hanukkah Beit HaMikdash.
Okay. So Rabbi said, well, we'll think about it. But all of this is based on Rashi that they didn't use them all. Now listen carefully. There's in the back of the Yochanan Bo, there's a big Mishnah. There's a commentary called Tiferes Yaakov, which is a commentary on the Tiferes Yisrael. Okay. So in Os Ayin, he writes the following. He asks, never mind these extra menorahs. He says like this: the chizeb duvar hosif shalom alech alav shemay salam. Halo kama vekama dvarim hosif v'shinam v'lechas haMishkan u'binya bayis gufi ochiach. So wait a second. Was everything patterned after the Mishkan? The measurements were the same. The size? No. The whole base of Mikdash was different than the Mishkan. What are you worried? He added extra menorahs. You could ask about almost anything that was done. The fact that it was a bias altogether. Right? There was an enclosed thing that was extra. Not everything was patterned only after the Mishkan. And he said v'od harbei dvarim tinsasham. So he says, Ela al korcha de lakosha midi, de meleches habinyanu alpi novi. All of this, someone else to decide this on his own, was all under the supervision and the directive of a novi. The east of the shul, the pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Truma, it says, Kechol asheni maras va'es tavnish. Do I have the pasuk there? Yeah, I think it's should be on the page, on the second page. We'll get to it, but that's the first thing in Shulchan. It's the Torah itself. The Torah itself. I didn't print the Gemara. The Gemara shows the Chayin Tasu Ludoros. One word, Ludoros. Whenever you build it, it's got to be Kechol Asher Ani Mareoscha, as I, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or my agents, my Navim, show you that to the Chayin Tasu Ludoros. So says the Tiferes Yaakov. He says. And you look in the Ramban and others, that's exactly what's happening here. This was done al Pi Navi. And in fact, he tells us to look, as far as Yaakov does, in the Chassam Sofer. So let's look at it. In Source 8, the Chassam Sofer is a Tshuva.
Israel was before Keren Ora?
Before?
Keren Ora?
No. No, Keren Ora is early. Keren Ora is Yaakov Karlina, right? Yitzhak Karlina. He's the brother of the Mishkas Yaakov. I think so. They were the days of the Talmidim of Chaim Balazin. I think there were fresh shows later. But anyway, again, according to Karen, I was explaining Rashi about Tosif, okay, Kreshes, it is, and maybe not Baltosif, and the Tosif asks, it should be Baltosif in the building. It's not. But Tosif Yaakov says, no, the whole Kasha hate this on, the whole Kasha, because it's not Alpi Novi. The Chassam Sofer writes in his Tshuva, in Chelek Aleph of Orachaim, Simon Reish Ches, Orachaim, Simon Reish Ches. Kvarka Sabdi Malkam Achres, says the Chassam Sofer, we don't know about the Teres Yaakov, but it's some sofer we've heard of, right? Shenitzkasheisi al kol binyanei mikdashos. Harishon, v'hasheni, v'hasitim erev yameinu. She'ein echad domo l'chaveru. Al kol v'kos v'yanesh. Now he refers to that pasuk in Divrei HaYomim Aleph. I print them as so. Divrei HaYomim Aleph, Perek Chof Ches. Pasuk Yutes. It's source number 10. An interesting pasuk, which has some sofer quotes here. Al kol v'chsav miyad Hashem alai hizkul. Kol malachos atavnis. Everything done. Al pi Hashem. So it says the... From Sofer, again, about some stories. Al Pi David, Ushmuel, Haroah, Binayos, Barama, Vasheni, Al De Chagaz, Chay Malachi, Vashishai, De Chesko, the Kosher, Ainan Ovi, Rishai, Le Chadish. How can they do it? Vahoy, Le Hamlasos, Kamidas, Chotra, Mishkam, and Midbar. Shouldn't everything have been modeled after the Mishkam? What kind of business is this that they're building different things? The Shoma Marti, Shazel, Perish, Apostle, Parshish, Truma. Kichol, Hashem, Arskol, Tavi, Mishra, Tavi, Skol, Kerem, Chain, Tasu, Tashim, Mishulas, Paragraph, Mishulas, Tesla, Lal, Chain, Tasu, Ludoros. I'll always show you what the structure should look like. The cave and Chakorish Borgo hisna betchila. She bought a kasher imara in cave. Ain't kan chidus or chidus anovi. Novi's not making up. It was built in already in the first place. We as a kasher, how can a novi So what I said before is, okay, it was under the supervision of a Navi. Still, that doesn't fully answer the problem, because a Navi's not allowed to make up new things either. Right? I sent the Horah Shah, and then the first I said, it's a funny Horah Shah that lasted for a long time. Right? So therefore, says the Psalm Sofer, no, it's not Pshat the Navi made something up. It was built in that each mikdash should be built. It was built by a Navi as Al-Kama at that time. So there's no rule that has to be parallel to begin with. So how you listen? Yeah, 11 menorahs of Baal Tosif. Who says Baal Tosif? That it was the condition originally was that that's what's going to be built. That's the Chum Sofer says. Here he says that's the old kasha we spoke about in the past. Now, could we rebuild the Beis Hamikdash today? Let's say we have the Har Havayis. Could we rebuild the Beis Hamikdash today? So we had all, remember we spoke about this, the Sirius Kalisha had this whole idea. He was going to get money from Rothschild, other rich European Jews, is going to buy the Makam Mikdash from the Arabs, as if they would have sold it. But he's going to have this whole plan, and they're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. He sent Shilas to the Kiveger, and to Chum, so all the Gedolim of that time, would it be mutter to do it? What are the halachic issues? And he has a whole essay for called Bishon Sion. The Binyan Sion, that's why the Eplinger say the Binyan Sion, so it's called Binyan Sion. The first couple of Chuvas deal with this subject. All the Gedolim of that time dealt with it. So there's a problem. Do we have Pelis? What about Machta Shekel? What about the Tumah? All the issues, about 8 or 9 different, we spoke about this in the past, all these issues come up. So you can work out all the problems, except one problem, no Navi. That problem you can't work around. That was the problem that Chum Sofer he said over here. And he also refers to the next tshuva in your Chelik Aradeus Tim Reish Lan Vav. He says the same thing. The Lav Hachay Yishu Small, Kama Shuma Kelam Vinyam Mishkan of Mizbech, so Roshu Vav Alasam, the Gam Binyam Bay Sheni, Shinuya Min Arishon, of Vinyam Shoskin, and with the Cheskos Son of Mikola now, Afar Gav, Hakol, Bixav, Yad, Mishama, Shem, Yad, Hashem, Hiskil. I'll be Navi. The Koma, Kama, Hai, Navi, Shah, 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 L'shav l'olakiyim, right, except for momentary. Nearly, the Han of the Chsiv, again, the same thing he says, K'chol Hashem Ha'aretz Chani, quote. So I'm about, same idea, and he says the same thing, and I brought a witness, doesn't matter, he says the same thing in his parish of Chumash, from Sofa and Parshas Truma, has the same, he says in Chumash too, that everything was done al Pinovi, the very beginning of Parshas Truma, K'chol Hashem Ha'aretz Chani, Eitz Ha'amim, Chamishan Ha'chol, Eitz Ha'amim, Chol Kelo, V'chein Ta'asu, again, V'chein Ta'asu is, is a Doros, and he said that's what Hashem told Moshe to begin with. Shebechol Pam Yasu Mishkan Chum Sofer Al Torah. Torah Moshe says Shebechol Pam Yasu Mishkan Mikdash Al Pimarash Era El Navi B'Neviyus. At that time, I'll give a vision to the Navi, and he'll decide what you do. It's all for me. Everything is built in for my Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. Again, he says clearly here. Shebekan Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Beferish LeMoshe BeHarSinai SheTmunas Binyan Beis Hamikdash Yizgaleh Tomid LeNavi B'Shaito. Right? In that time, the Navi will be told what to do. So the Mela, if you have all that, then it makes sense this Pasuk can be by Yom, the next Pasuk, HaKol B'Ksav, the Yadashalam HaYizkil. So that applies to all. In fact, the Radak also has a similar comment in his commentary to Melachim Perek Aleph, Melachim Aleph, Perek Ches, Pasuk Vav. This is the Radak. Look at the fourth line that's printed here. It says, Ein lanu lisho lama asasfoma kruv macherim velo kar tavi sarishon. Why he made the kruvim different. Ein lanu lisho lama lo aso aron acher vasmiz b'chos acher menorah so shukhar as a kenon acher. He left the aron the same, but he changed certain things. All these kashas, what's going on? Says the Radak, the same thing. Ki akol aso al pi anavua. Kemosha maso David Ovid, Kemosha Kosovo, Divayom, Shalom David, akol b'chsav, Hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem alai his skill same pasuk. So Radak says about Radak Sarishon, Radak says same thing like Chum Sofer says. Okay, Radak says that it also is done al pi navi. I ain't navi rishay lachadish dover. So Radak doesn't say that, but Chum Sofer does. Chum Sofer said, oh, it's built in like that from the beginning. And in fact, Rabbeinu Bachai, which printed here in Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Truma, that pasuk in Parak Chafei of Truma pasuk Yud, it says he has a remez in the Torah itself. The chain b'menorah k'siv, by the menorah it says, mikshah te'oseh ha-menorah. Look how te'oseh is spelled. Tof yud ayin sin hey. Te'oseh b'yud. There's extra yud in the word te'oseh. V'lachach osa shlomo eser menorah. The remez already, says the Ben Abachai, again, Arishon. Ben Abachai, the remez already when the menorah was first introduced in the Chumash, in Parshas Truma. There's already a remez to making 10 at a later time. She'ena kavon says, tava torah menorah achas. V'sheyavo shlomo v'yaseh, then eser. V'chein asar shulchanos, asar kiorim, and all this. Not a problem about Tosi, don't worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu modiyah l'Moshe b'har, ki k'she yivnu beis hamikdash yasu asar. So you have this concept that Chum Sofer articulates, it's already in the Rishonim, it's in the Radak, it's in the Rabbeinu Bachai, and again, nobody's not allowed to make anything new, so Rabbeinu Bachai already says it's not new, it's already built in the Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told this to Moshe. So now, once we say this, and when the Baal Tosif problem is removed, then we're not back into saying what Rashi said in learning the Gemara. Because remember, Rashi said when he had 11 menorahs, they weren't all used, even Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, who said that they were all used, but he didn't mean that Rashi used them all at the same time, because that would, says the Karen Aruch, because that would be Balposif. Yeah, but if we're not worried about the problem of Balposif, as we've just shown, it's very plausible that Balposif is not a problem here, so then you could say that Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, he says he used them all. You know what he meant by used them all? They used them all at once. They lit all 11 menorahs. They used all 11 shulchans. Again, you understand? Because if Rashi says they only used one, what he meant that they only used one, they just didn't always use Moshe. They used it on a rotational basis or something like that. If Karen Aris says Rashi felt he was forced to say that because of the Baal Tosef problem. But if we eliminate the Baal Tosef problem, maybe you're not forced to say that. In other words, what I'm showing you is there's room to say, not like Rashi, there's room to say that they lit them all. And in fact, that's what it appears in Yalkut Shimoni. In Melachim Aleph, right over there, it's Remez Kuf Pei Hei, a kind of pasuk about Shulchanos Asara. So he quotes, they quote the whole Gemara, okay? And at the very end, look at the last line of that Yalkut Shimoni on source number 13. Over Kulam, Hayo Madlikin. It says Kulam, okay? And if you, again, Kulam doesn't have to mean, it could mean like Rashi, but again, we are not backed into saying that it was
collection.
It
could be that
Rashi didn't have it. Yeah, right. Okay. Take a look at the Meshech Chochma. The next source, Meshech Chochma, is on the Shmos Parakov Zayin Pesach Chav. I told you before, you had the whole Chesh. But they write, Uvizei Yisavarish Ma'ad Osa Shoma Chamisha Menorahs, Rebaz Meshua Amr Perak Telechem Dal Kulayim, and so on. Kulam Hamadlikim. Upshuto Shem Adlik Bekulam says the Meshech Chochma with the local Pirish Rashi. Okay, so I can't say that maybe, but the Meshech Chochma would say it. And Shachachma says he thinks Chai is not like Rashi. The poem in Mizu, poem in Mizu. And he said, you and Bialku Baruch Hu Kula on this Hadarach Mishamosh Atchila. Okay, you look in the Alka Shimon, he says, what was the Yichus that Moshe's menorah had, or Moshe's Rahman? He started with that one. That's what the Alka Shimon says. Okay, he started with that one. Okay, but it doesn't mean that, it's not exactly the same gears that we have, but that's how Shachachma learned. So, the Mela, now we have room to say they live all the menorahs. Actually, surprised, in the menorah base on Mikdash, you had 11 menorahs burning. They certainly plausible to make that claim.
So
yeah.
Common,
yeah, everything. So it looks like. Now, there is another relevant Gemara, and that's the Yerushalmi and Shkola. It's Parak Vav Halacha Gimel, source 15. Okay, it's Daf Yud Zayin Beis in the Babli printing of Shkola. You know, Shkola is the one Masechta that appears in the Babli. There's no Gemara, there's no Babli in Shkola. But it appears, it's a Daf Yomi. It appears in the Babli set. Shkolem appears. It's a different pagination, a different commentary in the page. In the Yerushalmi. So it's Yud Zanam Beis in the Babli, and Chavav Beis in the Yerushalmi. Anyway, it says over there, Tani, Mizrach Umarav HaNasunan, that's the Machlokas, Divrei Rebbe, Lazman Shushiman Omer, Tafim Darav HaNasunan. That's the same Machlokas we had in the Gemara Menachas. What directions were these? And actually, you look at the Gemara Menachas, Rashi's pictures, you know, what was the direction? How were the menorahs set up? Were they set up in an east to west direction? How are they facing? How are they positioned? Or were they in a north-south direction? Then the Shalom adds to the answer, Man da omer mizrach ma'ariv nicha, because kulon ru'uyim l'sheiras. Man da omer tzofon v'darom nimsa shulchan v'darom v'nor v'tzofon. So again, and the Shalom leaves it as a kasha. What comes out, I'll read from the commentaries inside over here, is that the Shalom lines up the machlokas of what direction faced, whether east-west or north-south, with whether kulon ru'uyin l'sheiras, could they all be used or not? See that lashon? Kulon ru'uyin l'sheiras, they all can be used. That was the machokas that we had with Tanakamadars and Mishimah. Did they use them all or not use them all? Right? But this Gemara says that, that's tied in. Why is it tied in? So you look at the Mefarshim over there, okay, and that is the measurements were such, more or less, and again, we won't go into the details of measurements now, and time to write it all out, but the measurements were such that if you lined them up in the east-west direction, then there was room to maneuver to light them all. If they were lined up in the north-south, at the angle, there wasn't enough room, the car couldn't get by, because it would extend all the way to the curtain, it would extend all the way to the end of the hall. That's what comes out, okay? That's how the Mepharshim Yerushalmi, say. For example, I'm just trying to find the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe is, you know, ask for Mizrach Umar. Let's see at the moment. I didn't mark it off. Okay, we'll We'll leave it at that. Now that's an important machlokas. It was where it was positioned had to do with the whether they were all lit or not. Okay, well, I can't find it now. Here it is. Mandar Mizrach Marav Nicha. The Lahai Mandar Mahakul Bitzad Sofon. The Kulan Ruyal Asheris. If they were set up in the east west, they were all in the northern part, positioned in the east to west direction. There was enough room to put the Lechem upon him on it. Okay, Alamanda Matzav Medarim with the Sunan Insal Hayom Meshulchan of the Darim. Rabbi Shishim Amos. He worked out the whole calculation. Okay, and it wouldn't be able to put it on the other ones because either there wouldn't be any room, it was too far to the south, and in terms of direction, fine. That's how the Pnei Moshe explains, Kavan Eda explains. So now, if this is true, so now, and Tosus really specifies it. Take a look in Tosus. Menachos Daf Tzadi Ches. Tosus starts on Tzadi Ches and Beis Dima Maslo. Divrei Maslo Trey. But it continues over the Tzadi Tesam and Aleph. So it's in the middle of Tosus, source 17. It says, the Tzorch Liyashar Asugi Deshkolen, the Maisi Hossam Perak Shoshay Shofar, Spluk to the Rebbe Elezim Vashimon, the Hachumas Neha Hossam Ipchot. The authors are switched around. Not in our version. Our version of the author is the same as here. But that's the Tosus that the authors were switched around. Anyway, he says, if they were all Ru'uy and L'Sheiros, if they were all eligible, says Tosus, Nira Hainu Kav Elezim and Shemur. That's the opinion of Elezim and Shemur. We mentioned before. They all can be used. The Sadok, I'm all Kurum Misadim. The Mind of a Tzalf Medarim, the Tzalf Medarim, the Tzalf Medarim, the Afkav Shemosh Misadim. Okay, Pirish. To be honest with you, the Samach HaShoshoma, Ein Yachol Lethadar, Kevin, Sherosh HaShura, Smucha Lekos Lethonim V'Docher. It's, you know, too close to the northern wall. Fine. This Machokas, now, whether it was north-south or east-west, is actually Machokas Rishon, out of Paskin. The Rambam, in source 18, you'll see why I'm bringing this up, this is really just a side point, but the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaMechir, Perikim HaMechir Beis, writes the following. Ashulchan Aruch, he actually splits the psak, but he says, the Rambam seems to say that the V'chein Neros HaMenorah, we'll focus on Menorah for now, Neros HaMenorah can get Rochav HaBayis, Bein HaTzofon or Bein HaDorom. It's a north-south direction, says the Rambam. North-south direction. The Ravid disagrees, and he says, no. He says, Shanin HaMot Tishtein HaRos HaZorach HaTokim Zelayin Mizruch HaMayrav Menorah. The Ravid time is there east-west. The Machokas, the Rambam and the Ravid had a pasuk. Now, if Tosus is correct, based on the Yerushalmi, and the Shishkoan, and that's what appears, that the Mandamar who says that it was north-south held they weren't all lit, and the Mandamar says it's east-west held they were all lit, so now it turns out, among Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid, as to whether they were all lit or not, because according to the Rambam, that they were positioned north-south, then only they were lit Moshes, right? They couldn't light the other ones. And according to the writers, it would be, they could like them also. It's kind of a double machlokas, if you will. Now this machlokas actually has, again, this is all a side point now, but this machlokas actually has ramifications la'alacha. Okay? By the way, most people seem to hold like the Radak, like the writers. Take a look at the Radak in, on our psukim, the psukim our haftorah. Again, malachim alach, perg zayin, posik mempes. Chamesh miyamin chamesh misol pirish miyamin menoros moshe ni chamesh menoros the chamesh mismol menoros moshe alo kol menoros ayu gam kein bedarom the chen kol shuchas betzofen. Right, the Radak says, like we said before, they were all in the right place. They were all the menorahs were in the south, like they were supposed to be. All the shuchas were in the north, and he calls the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, and he says, "Val kol menoros ayu madlikin, val kol shuchas misadja afu vishesh machol gudah the Divrei Chazal anir min apos apsukim." I think it's say kainu. The psukim make it look like they lit on all of them. So again, it could be like the Ravid, that if they lit them all, that means they were positioned in the east-west direction. I'll leave out the Tshuva of the Huda because he's bothered by the Rambam seems to split his psak. You know where this has a nafkamina, halach lamaisa? Our practice in shul. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, I said we touch on some halacha tonight. So take a look in source number 21. Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov, Reish, Ayin, Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, when you're in a house, where do you put the menorah? By the window, right, or by the door. Originally. What about in shul? Says the Mechaber, Ubeis HaKnesses, Manicho, Bekosel, Dorom. In shul, they put it in the southern wall. You go into the old main over here, you'll see the menorah is on the right side, not near a window. Our shul also, my shul also, it's by the most shul. It's by the southern wall. Okay? Says the Ramon, Umesadron mi mizuch lamarav. You notice the candles are put in a different order. We don't do it on the right side. When you light your window, you're facing it, so your first night is the furthest right. Second night is one to the right of that. And the shul is the opposite. Go inside after the shul, you'll see. They come the other direction. They come from east to west. If you're thinking, if you look at a puzzle, look, I'm Slavsky, I think it doesn't do it that way. Okay? But we're talking about it today. But whatever, here they do. Yeah, but the lights from left to right, the one that's added on for the next night is on the right side. They're adding from the right like you do at home. But he says, Misadim is a Hamayr, we start in the other direction. So that's a whole question, a big, big tumult about it. So Magen Avraham says, okay, but I don't use the issue, but the Magen Avraham says, Misadim is a Hamayr, Magen Avraham says, Yesh Misadim is a Hamayr. Some position the other way. Why? Kemoshakosa Smag the Harambam. Because that's the Rambam. So the Machokas, we saw what they had in the Beis HaMikdash. So in Mela, what we're doing in our shul is we're trying to model it after the Beis HaMikdash. So Machokas, we did the Beis HaMikdash, but Machokas, we're doing our shul. When the Har and the Har Paste, so you know, the streams spread in every direction, so you have to do what you have to do. Okay? Zelosh and Rashal, Yimurocha, Mizuch, Lamar, Baal, Tashkiach, Mirenah, that's the better opinion, is east to west. Okay? The Birar Groh writes over there, the Kosal Dorum, I'm looking at Romans, by the way, those who keep the scores of cotton test. The Birar Groh writes, the Kosal Dorum, Zechel Menorah, the Gam Kemishim Seder, Kemosh, Kazim, Masadron, and so on. And he says, because we Paschim, like Rebbe in the Gemara, Machokas, Rebbe, it was a Rebbe, it was a Rebbe Shimon, where it was, and did they light them, and the whole thing, the goal works out, as we said. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, in Tzivkot and Membeis, Zeu gam kein kein menorah, the haneir sim sterm mitash bein mizuch lamar, kein yisara gam kein neiris chanakim. Veda, the yesh rashon shirah, the afim avin ha'isra menes bedarim, et komak neiris sel, mizuch lamar sam adarim. Or meila, the two gam neiris chanakim, yesh rashara bo fanas ebi, yesh rashon shirah, kein vein limchos bom, yesh rashon shirah. So whatever you do in shul is okay. You have different sheets. But anyway, that's just the halachic piece. Now, getting back to our topic. So first of all, we've learned now that there were 11 menorahs in the Beis HaMikdash. It's certainly plausible, according to them, they were all lit at once, every night. Okay? And again, that's part of Mahu, which direction was which. The question now is, was that only in the first Beis HaMikdash, or did this exist in the second Beis HaMikdash too? Okay, now, you know, so in the Arch of Titus, have them carrying away one menorah. According to this, they should be carrying away 11 menorahs. Okay, maybe the arch isn't complete. But the question is, did they have this in the second Beis HaMikdash as well? So, you know, the Pnei Moshe is printed on the page in the Shulchan Aruch. The Pnei Moshe is sort of like a Rashi commentary on the Yerushalmi. Pnei Moshe is the only commentary we have in the entire Yerushalmi. Whatever we have in the Yerushalmi, there's a Pnei Moshe on. It's the only Mefarish that's on everything in the Yerushalmi. He has a Tosus, like, that's his Rashi-style commentary. He has a Tosus-style commentary called the Mari Aponim. So the Mari Aponim over there, on that the Gemara, he writes, he says, he talks a little bit about the issue of when it was, and he says it was only when the bias we shown, he suggests, and he says that's why the Rambam doesn't mention this whole business at all, because the Rambam's practice not is salola havim yidram shaloh ala lefi shah. Rambam doesn't bring things only once in a while, they didn't have it forever. So, according to Mari Aponim and others, this was only a phenomenon in the first Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo Melech's Beis HaMikdash. It was not repeated in the second Beis HaMikdash. Tohara did, right. Now, the Gemara in Yuma, which is the next source, on Daf, the next source, Yuma Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara there talks about how the Kohen Gadol, when he walked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, how he walked, what his path was. Tana Bona Ben HaMizbech, Ben HaMizbech, Lemanor HaMalach Yehuda, the mayor of the Shulchan is there, Yeshua Shulchan Lakoso. Who's the Yeshua? The Yossi. Anyway, the Gemara also seems to indicate there that there were, and it appears in that Gemara, they were talking even the Baal Sheni. Look at the last line. And so on. There were Shulchanos, there are many tables. One could read this Gemara, and that's possibly Rashi reads it. Shulchanos, right? Esther Shulchanos, also Shlomo, Rashi says, right? As we know, and now we know. Okay, and it appears in that Gemara that it was talking about the Baal Sheni as well. So the implication of the Gemara is perhaps that way.
They move it from one Shulchan and put it in another Shulchan.
Right, but that was those other three, but the questions they have, it could be that, right, like we said earlier, it could be. The Tosfos Rid, in fact, on that Gemara in Yuma, Tosfos Rid is in the Madura Kama there, the Rasul. Oh, and we look at the last line, he says, okay, he holds the other way. The Baal Sheni didn't have it. Okay, so it's conceivably a dispute. Whether they had it in the Baal Rishon or the Baal Sheni. Just as an aside, you asked before, Ellie, whether they all looked the same or not. So it's interesting. I'm going to digress for a second. I'm going to come back to wrap up. It says, parach, one of the psukim in our parasha, in our haftorah, said the flower also was, said the Malbim, on that pasuk, Melach Mal Perek Zayin, the pasuk Mentez, Aperek Shamanam Bnei Shadinu Shemanora Ein Abozav Ein Tzichim Gvim Kaptarim Aprochim. You know, the Gemara had these, I don't know how to say in English, these balls and knops and knobs and different things, decorative flowers and so on. So all of it is made out of gold. Okay, Vahidei Shabozav Hashem Perek. But he wonders, why does it mention only the word Perach in this, you know, in this pasuk? Doesn't mention the other things and so on. So
Hashmonai made it out of wood.
So Chaim Kanievsky in Time of the Krok on the Haftarah Vayakil says Torah Tama Lamed Period Kanas Aperach. Again, it's the same Haftarah. Bishom and Eretz Malchum Shem Nifrod Menorah Period on the Chud. Al Aperach was Miguf Hamenorah. There are other things also, the Gvim, the Kaftorah. How can I mention Perach? Not the Gvim, the cups and the knops and so on, knobs and so on and so forth. So he quotes, this may relate to our Machlokas, whether they lit them all or not. Okay. Your question, lo osa b'kulim gvim kaftar m'prochem. Maybe they were not exactly the same. So I said we'd come back to you, so I kept my word. Chaim Kanievsky suggests that according to that shita, that they didn't light them all. If you hold it, lit them all, they had to be all kosher for lighting. Whichever way you define lit them all, either on a rotational basis or at the same time. But otherwise, he wouldn't have had to do it. But he says the parach, no matter what, had to be on there. That's why it's mentioned in the pasuk. Fine. But I just showed you that time in the clause to address your question. Now, I would just like to wrap this up by saying something that I think is perhaps a little bit interesting. If, we'll make the hanocha, if you hold, like Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, and possibly Rebbe, depending on which gears we have, that in fact there were 11 menorahs, and that they were all lit, there were 11, that, there's no question of the pasuk, but were they all lit at the same time or not? If you hold that yes, they were all lit, and B, you hold that this did exist in the Bayis Sheni, so I thought to myself, and Baruch Hashem is still in writing, and now we have another kasha, the Torah to the Beis Yosef. Because the Beis Yosef, yes, a kasha, the famous kasha, right? How come there are 8 nights of Hanukkah, there'd only be 7 because the first night wasn't a miracle? I had enough oil for the first night. The Beis Yosef, yes, so we have all the terutzim. So here in this little sefer I have called Ner Lamea, has 100 answers to that kasha. Maybe this sefer is going to be obsolete because now there's another sefer, my son born in Israel, has 500 terutzim. But the sefer Ner Lamea, he quotes here from Rabbi Mordechai the Ger Rebbe, this is in Simon Samech of the sefer Ner Lamea. He says, another answer to Beis Yosef's kasha is exactly our thing. If they had, they found enough oil the first night only for one menorah. But it burned all 11 of them the first night. The Mela is a miracle even on the first night.
Did the new menorah?
That's a little bit of a question. Was it a new one or that? Other ones, we don't know. But I'll just read you B'Shem Marin Admor Harein Migur, Rabbi Mordechai Migur, that's all. Nifas b'sefer kuti huda, whatever he says. Isa menachas aftari tesi al kuchimoni. We mentioned all the sources. Esther menorah sosa shomon and so on and so forth. Vimnomar shegam b'bay sheni kain haya. So mituretzis kusha v'yoseh shaneis haya gam b'lal rishona kaneis haya shekulon haya dolkin. Okay. All right. According to Rashi, it's not an answer, but he said according to the others, it is an answer. Okay. Talks about the baltosim. Anyways. So that's the. That was another possible terrorist base. So says Kashi, if we assume that A, they had this, they lit all 11 at once, and it was like that in the Bayis Sheni. I would just add also, and this I didn't see in the same as I don't know, but we all know, and we'll just wrap up, the Gemara has a presentation of Ner Chanukah, which is very interesting in terms of the mitzvah. Neri Shumeso, Mahajin, Mahajin Mina Mahajin. 3 different options. Everybody, yes, where was that coming from? We don't have that by any mitzvah. You know other mitzvahs. We have such a thing. You can do it like this. You can do it. And we have a constant hidden mitzvah. But Mahajin is probably different than that. It's different than Rosh Hashanah. You know, and others have demonstrated it's not the same kind of hidden. Fine. But, you know, it's a strange formulation. Usually we say, Torah Achas Yelachem, right? There's one Torah. There's one set of rules. We don't say, well, the people want to do it like this. Should do it more. Hold more of them. Hold more of them. Whatever. No. Always one rule. Somebody comes to Hanukkah. So I think I've said in the past of cooks, I think Teretz is, that the Chazal want to make sure that you talk anew to the Rabbanan. They want to be exactly like a Daraisa. The same thing we find by Purim, that you also have different options depending on where you live. You know, the Bnei people in the village will read on this day. You read in the city, you're not there. Walt's the other day. Okay. But the Kasha is still a good Kasha. So I'd like to suggest, first of all, where do we get the idea that more Neiris anyways, Mahadrin, and more candles and more? So I want to suggest from the Beis HaMikdash. The fact that Shlomo Melech built all these extra menorahs was to add, you know, light to the Beis HaMikdash. Memela, since we're commemorating what happened to the Beis HaMikdash, assuming they had in the Bayis Sheni also, so that's what we're doing. We're telling not just the basic mitzvah there, it's your base, to commemorate one candle. No, light more menorahs, light more candles, right? They managed to model it after what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the Gemara gives, that's just a suggestion. That's why the Gemara gives option Mahajin. Yeah, why? Because in the Mikdash itself they were Mahajin. They lit not one menorah, they lit 11 menorahs. So maybe that's a mocker for our practical. Wish everybody a colorful Hanukkah.